From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The so-called birther controversy finally came to an end Friday when Republican nominee Donald Trump said that U.S. President Barack Obama was born in the United States. In a campaign appearance, Trump again blamed Hillary Clinton for starting the controversy during the 2008 election when she was running against then-Senator Obama.
President Barack Obama was born in the United States, period. Now we all want to get back to making America strong and great again.
Numerous media outlets have investigated Trump's allegation against Clinton and found there's no evidence to support it. Clinton was also in Washington on Friday. She dismissed Trump's efforts to raise questions about the president's birthplace.
His campaign was founded on this outrageous lie. There is no erasing it in history. Just yesterday, Trump again refused to say with his own words that the president was born in the United States.
On the campaign trail, First Lady Michelle Obama said her husband's birthplace had never really been a question.
Well, during his time in office, I think Barack has answered those questions with the example he set by going high when they go low.
Later, Donald Trump told supporters in Miami he would reverse all of President Obama's policies toward normalization of relations with Cuba if the Castro regime did not reform. He also said Hillary Clinton's bodyguard should disarm because she doesn't support the Second Amendment. This is VOA News. A UN Security Council meeting scheduled for Friday night in New York was canceled. Russia's ambassador, Vitaly Churkin, said the United States called off the meeting because it didn't want Security Council members to know details of a ceasefire agreement. U.S. officials said they did not want to compromise the operational security of the agreement. The cancellation came after Secretary of State John Kerry called Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov Friday to express concern about continued blockage of aid convoys by Syrian government forces. The State Department said Kerry had called for Russia to pressure the Assad regime to allow the deliveries to go ahead. Meanwhile, the United Nations said it has still not received the necessary guarantees from the United States or Russia for aid convoys to cross into Syria. Jens Lerke is with the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs.
For us as humanitarians, this is obviously highly frustrating. We are as ready to go as we can possibly be. The modalities for ensuring safe passage have not yet been cleared.
The United States and Russia have said they wanted to extend a ceasefire, even as sporadic clashes between government and rebel forces continued on Friday. At least 24 people were killed and 28 others wounded when a suicide blast ripped through a crowded mosque in northwestern Pakistan Friday. A spokesman for the Jamaat-ul-Ahrar faction, a splinter of the Pakistani Taliban, took responsibility for the bombing. He said the bomber targeted the mosque because members of a pro-government tribal militia named the Peace Committee were among the worshippers. The Pentagon says the coalition forces killed one of the so-called Islamic State's most senior leaders in a precision airstrike earlier this month. Wa'il Adil Salman Al-Fayyad, Islamic State's so-called Minister of Information, was targeted and killed by an airstrike September 7th. Fayyad was a prominent member of the Islamic State's senior Shura Council, which hands down orders and ensures they are followed. He also oversaw the production of the group's violent propaganda videos that featured executions and torture. Al-Shabaab militants captured a key Somali town near the border with Kenya. Residents in El Waq told VOA Somali Service heavily armed Shabaab fighters attacked the area from two directions late Friday. El Waq is a strategic town along the main supply route for Kenyan troops operating in southwestern Somalia. A down day on Wall Street with all three major indices lower. European markets were also off. Asian markets were up. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.